再次向我们在座诸位问安。
Once again, may peace be with you all.
感谢主，我们进入第三天的灵恩会。
We thank God that we've entered into our third day of spiritual convocation.
今天上午要跟大家来思考看见耶稣。
This morning we're going to reflect upon the topic of seeing Jesus.
两三年前在台湾出现了一部非常有名的纪录片。
Two or three years ago, there was a really famous documentary in Taiwan.
叫做看见台湾。
Which is called Seeing Taiwan.
大家突然从这一部纪录片里面发觉台湾各种面貌之美。
And from this documentary, everyone was able to see how beautiful Taiwan is.
所以这一个落魄无名的导演。
And so this not famous director.
也因为这一部影片变得非常的有名。
Became very famous because of this documentary.
那他本来呢，打算要再拍第二部有关台湾的纪录片。
And he was planning to make a second documentary about Taiwan.
可惜在他搭机拍摄的那个时候出了意外，所以我记得好像是去年就离世了。
But unfortunately, because of an accident, he passed away last year.
那今天我们来到这个教会。
Now today we have come to this church.
今天你来到这里想要看见什么呢？
Today you have come here. What are you looking for?
我相信我们不是来看人的。
I believe we're not here to see people.
我们也不是来欣赏建筑物的。
And we're not here to admire the construction.
那么像小弟以前到欧洲去啊，常常在看教堂。
And not like when I went to Europe, I went to go see all the cathedrals.
那边的教堂都很有历史，很美。
All the cathedrals have a lot of history and they're very beautiful.
可是不见得看得到神。
But it doesn't mean that we can see God there.
会看到很多雕像，但是雕像不是神。
We can see a lot of carved images, but those carved images are not God.
我们到教会来就是希望能够看见耶稣基督。
We come to this church because we want to see Jesus.
那么在圣经新约的四福音书当中。
Within the four Gospels.
我们注意到，因为四福音书是记载两千年前耶稣活着时候他所遇见的人和事。
The four Gospels describe how the circumstances and the people that the Lord Jesus met.
我们从这里面注意到耶稣所看到的世界跟众人。
And we see the world the Lord Jesus saw as well as the people the Lord Jesus saw.
但是相对的，我们也看到不一样的人。他们眼中所看到的耶稣是怎么样的？
On the other hand, we saw different types of people and the Jesus that they saw.
我们现在先来看两节经文，来思考这个议题。
Now let us look at two verses first to reflect upon this topic.
我们先翻开约翰福音第一章二十九节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”除去世人罪孽的，阿们。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
大家在经文里面有没有看到看见耶稣
？Do we see that John saw Jesus？
是谁看见了耶稣
？Who saw Jesus？
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist。
好，他看见耶稣，他心里面，就出现了一个答案。
When he saw Jesus, then an answer came out.
他也把这个心中的答案跟我们做分享。
And he shared this answer with everyone.
我们再来看约翰福音六章十九节。
Let's also look at Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 19.
门徒摇橹约行了十里多路，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。
So when they rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea, drawing near their boat, and they were afraid.
大家有没有看见经文里面一样有看见耶稣？
Do you see the word saw Jesus?
那小弟问大家，这里谁看见耶稣？
Let me ask everyone, who saw Jesus here?
门徒。
The disciples.
那些跟随耶稣的人。
The people who have followed the Lord Jesus.
他们看的耶稣跟施洗约翰的耶稣是不是同一位啊？
Did they see the same Jesus that John the Baptist saw?
我们在做圣经背景查考的时候发觉在耶稣那个时代叫做耶稣的可能有1000多位，我听说1800多位啊。
If we study the Bible, then we can see that the name the Jesus shows up 1,800 times.
所以我现在变得很谨慎。
And so I've become very careful.
有人告诉我说，哎，我也信耶稣啊。
Someone tells me I believe in Jesus.
我要问说，你信的是哪一位耶稣
？And then I'll ask him, who is the Jesus that you worship?
哎，有时候他信了耶稣，他讲出来的道理完全跟我不一样啊。
Because sometimes they say I believe in Jesus, but the word they're preaching is very different from the one that I do.
啊，那我会跟他握握手啊，恭喜你，你跟我认识的是不一样的耶稣。
And then I'll shake their hands and say congratulations, we know a different Jesus.
一样，门徒看见耶稣。
The disciples saw Jesus.
可是你们看到他的反应是什么
？But did we see their reaction?
在这一节里面反应是什么
？What was their reaction?
害怕。
They were afraid.
为什么害怕
？Why were they afraid?
因为他把走在海面上的耶稣当成鬼怪了。
Because they saw this Jesus walking on water and they thought he was a ghost.
同一个耶稣，不一样的人，竟然看出不一样的东西来了。
This is the same Jesus, but two different people saw two different things.
有人看出真正的他。
Someone saw the true essence of him.
有人误解了他。
And someone misunderstood him.
亲爱的各位，我们今天来到教会，你看到什么样的耶稣
？Beloved brethren, today we have come to the church. Who is this Jesus that we see?
真的是同一个耶稣吗
？Is it the same Jesus?
所以今天我们用短短的时间。再一起来看清楚一点。
So today we're going to use a short period of time to see him a little bit more clearly.
我先带大家看五段经文。
We're going to study five passages.
先来看马可福音三章五节。
Let's start with the Gospel of Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
马可福音三章五节。
Gospel of Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：“伸出手来。”他把手一伸，手就复了原。Amen.
And when he looked around at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
来，请教大家，你现在看到了什么样的耶稣
？So, what is the kind of Jesus they saw here?
啊，生气的耶稣
，An angry Jesus.
对不对好，我们大家一个目睭阴乌乌啦。好了，没个听没？好，生气的耶稣，我们再来看第二段经文
啦。So this is an angry Jesus. Let's look at another passage.
我们请看马可福音十章十四节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 14.
那你要把这些形象记在心里面。
You have to remember these kinds of images of Jesus, okay?
马可福音十章十四节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 14.
耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来。”不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。Amen.
But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God."
好，你们看见什么样的耶稣
？What kind of Jesus do we see here?
不太高兴的耶稣，对不对
？A Jesus who is greatly displeased.
好，我们再来，哎，你不要说这个传道怪怪的，我们看下去了哈。马可福音八章。
Don't think this pastor is weird. Let's look forward on Mark chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣心里深深的叹息说：“这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。” Amen.
But he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Assuredly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation."
来，在看这一节之前哦，我们大家想一想。
Before we talk about this verse, let's reflect.
我们常常希望说，有信徒说，如果耶稣这个时候在我身边就好了。
Oftentimes, members will say, "If Jesus was just by my side, that would be good enough."
好像这样就可以解决很多问题。
As if this would solve all of our problems.
这个时候，耶稣身边有没有门徒
？At this time, were there disciples by Jesus' side?
你看见的这一节八章十二节，他身边有没有门徒
？And chapter 8 verse 12, were there disciples by his side?
有。
Yeah, there were.
可是你知道吗？我们现在在这边看圣经，看的比门徒还多。
But you know, today we're looking at the Bible, and what we see is more than what the disciples saw.
因为当耶稣讲这一句话的时候
，Because when Jesus said these words,
你能想象他是用什么样的口气跟表情讲的吗
？Can you imagine the expression and the tone of voice he did?
你知道同样这一句话，这世代为什么求神迹呢？可以用好多种表达方式，大家理解吗
？Why does this generation seek a sign? We can use so many types of ways to express this.
或许是讲得很不耐烦
Maybe he said it really annoyingly.
或许是讲得很生气
Maybe he was angry.
或许是面无表情的讲
Maybe he did it with a straight face.
同样这一句话可以有很多表达方式
There are many ways to express this one one phrase.
所以当两千年前你站在耶稣身边的时候，听到这一句话，你不一定了解耶稣心里真正的感受。
So if 2,000 years ago we were standing in the presence of Jesus and heard these words, we might not have necessarily understood what he was thinking.
大家能够理解吗？
Can we understand that?
可是我们看圣经，我们有优势。
But when we look at the Bible today,
我们不只有真理的圣灵，而且圣经直接把耶稣心里的世界呈现出来了。
We not only have the Holy Spirit, but we are able to read the Bible and the essence of His words are able to be expressed towards us.
有没有我们在看到这一句话之前，就先把耶稣心里的感觉，那时候站在他身边的人看不到的那个感觉先讲完了，有没有？
Because before we read this verse, we already know how he was feeling, and the people around him at the time could not have known what he was feeling.
所以耶稣是用什么样的心情在讲这句话？
So what kind of expression or emotion did Jesus say these words?
心里深深的叹息。
He sighed deeply in his spirit.
这是一个心理侧写。
This is an inward feeling.
你站在耶稣身边，你不知道的，你现在看圣经才看得出来的。
If you stood by the side of Jesus at the time, you can't see this, but now we look at the Bible and we can understand.
这是神给我们的怜悯。
This is the mercy of God.
所以，请问大家，你现在看到的耶稣是怎么样的耶稣？
And so, what is the kind of Jesus we see today?
有点难过、郁闷、叹息的。
Sorrowful and sighing in the spirit.
能够理解吗？
Can we understand that?
我们现在在看耶稣哦，你不要看我。
Because we're looking at Jesus right now, don't look at me.
那个传道用一个布幕扎起来，你要看耶稣啊。
You have to cover me with a cloth. We're looking at Jesus.
我们再来看路加福音第十章二十一节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
十章二十一节。
10 verse 21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。Amen.
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight.
请问大家，你在这里看到了什么样的耶稣？
So what kind of Jesus do we see here?
啊？高兴的耶稣。
A happy Jesus.
欢乐的耶稣啊。
A rejoicing Jesus.
好，那我再问大家。
I'm going to ask again.
你觉得耶稣会不会哈哈大笑？
Do you think Jesus would laugh?
No, not laugh. Laugh loudly.
Laugh out loud?
你觉得耶稣会不会哈哈大笑？
Do you think Jesus would laugh out loud?
啊？我在台湾问哦。好多同龄跟我摇摇头。
When I asked this in Taiwan, everyone shook their heads.
那意思，耶稣高兴的时候不太笑的。
Was this to mean,
因为他是神。
Is this to mean that because Jesus is God, when he was happy, he wouldn't laugh?
我在问大家，如果两千年前你跟在耶稣旁边，你会不会跟耶稣讲笑话？
If 2,000 years ago you were right next to Jesus, would you tell jokes to him?
不敬虔，下地狱，会这样子吗？
Would he tell you, you are irreverent, you're going to hell?
耶稣你看这条鱼，哇，它长得好像我，下地狱。
Jesus, look at this fish. It kind of looks like it looks interesting. You're going to hell.
不，我是说，当圣经没有描写，我现在要带你们看耶稣啊。
The Bible doesn't say this. I'm trying to express the Lord Jesus to you.
你们不是要认识神，平安跟福气才要临到我们吗
？Don't we have to know Jesus in order to have peace and joy?
我在台湾问他们，我说你们觉得耶稣会不会哈哈大笑
？When I asked in Taiwan, do you think Jesus would laugh out loud?
下面一对弟兄姐妹
，All the brothers and sisters said no.
那意思是耶稣高兴不会笑，耶稣难过也不会哭，是这样子吗
？Does that mean that when Jesus was happy, he wouldn't laugh? When he was sad, he wouldn't cry?
这里没有写耶稣有没有哈哈大笑。
Here it doesn't say that Jesus laughed out loud.
我认为耶稣会露出牙齿在笑。
But I believe that Jesus would smile very largely.
他有没有哈哈大笑我不知道，但是我看到他很欢乐。
I don't know if he laughed out loud, but we can see he's really happy here.
我看到他欢乐，我就跟着我也会露出牙齿跟着笑、啊。
And when I see that Jesus rejoiced, I'm going to smile really largely as well.
我们来看约翰福音十一章三十三节。
Let's look at John 11:33.
约翰福音十一章三十三节。
Gospel of John 11:33.
耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。三十四节。
34.
便说你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说，请主来看。三十五节。
35.
耶稣哭了。Amen.
Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." 35, Jesus wept.
你们看到耶稣怎么样?
What did Jesus do here?
耶稣哭了。
He wept.
来,耶稣哭会不会发出声音?
When Jesus wept, would he make a sound?
耶稣会不会啜泣?
Would he sigh or sob?
会不会流眼泪?
Would he have tears?
他会不会擦眼泪?
Would he wipe away his tears?
还是流了眼泪怕你们看到当作没有流?
When he was shedding tears, would he try to hide them?
不知道,自己想象。
I don't know, we can imagine it.
好,我们看这几节经文,我们想一想,我们看到耶稣怎么样?
We can see how Jesus was here and reflect upon that.
我们看到耶稣,他是完全的神,也是完全的人。
We see that Jesus was fully human and fully God.
他跟我们一样。
He was like us.
在继续想下去之前,我想邀请大家想一个东西。
Before we continue to reflect, I want us to think about one thing.
你如果常常到教会来,一定会听到两个字叫做灵修。
When we come to church often, we'll often hear of two words, which is spiritual cultivation.
有没有?
Is that right?
我们会不会常常办灵修会?
Often we have spiritual cultivation seminars.
那我想请问大家灵修会的目标是什么?
Now let me ask, what is the purpose of spiritual cultivation?
我在台湾会问很多会众这个问题。
I ask many congregations this question in Taiwan.
结果我发觉大家灵修的目标就是那一种不太会受到世间苦难跟欢乐之事影响的人啊。
And I realize that they want to spiritually cultivate so they're not so affected by the world.
也就是好像看得很开。
So that they can see things more openly.
高兴也不应该哈哈大笑。
And so that when they are happy, they don't need to laugh out loud.
痛苦也不可以捶胸大哭。
And then when they're sorrowful, they can't sob.
然后面对所有人的干扰都完全不可以有生气跟情绪波动。
And so when they face different situations in their life, they cannot have any large emotional outbursts.
所以这种灵修哇非常的高端。
And they think that this sort of spiritual cultivation is very high.
我不晓得在美国这个环境可能不太理解。我在台湾，我说你们的灵修目标叫做得道高僧。
When they tell me these things, I say your spiritual cultivation is to become a monk.
Not only a monk, a very high level monk, very high level monk.
A very high level monk.
对呀、啊，是那一种完全跟七情六欲断绝的，跟所有感情已经断绝了。
It's to be cut off completely from all emotion and everything in the world.
啊，因为我们东方世界有很多这种形象的人啊。
Because there in the Eastern society there are a lot of people like this.
他们那种人，我们叫做出家人，不晓得怎么翻译啊。就是要离开原来的家庭，去追求宗教更高端的境界。
There are these people who leave their homes and try to seek after spiritual enlightenment.
所以诸位，我们基督教的灵修目标是这样子吗
？But is Christian spiritual cultivation this like this？
比较没有情绪的
，have no emotion，
不会生气的
，no anger，
也不会过度快乐的
，and no excessive happiness。
我讲句成语，你不要放没关系，那个叫老僧入定啊。哎，不对吧
？This shouldn't be the case。
我。大灵修的目标到底是什么
？What is the purpose of spiritual cultivation？
我不知道你们灵修的目标。
I don't know your purpose of spiritual cultivation。
我灵修的总目标就是要像耶稣基督。
My end goal of spiritual cultivation is to be like our Lord Jesus。
就是我们看见了耶稣基督，他是我灵修的目标，他是完全的。
Which is this Jesus we have been seeing? He is our end goal. He is perfect.
那所以你看见的耶稣有没有七情六欲？有没有？会不会有喜怒哀乐
？And so when we see this Jesus in the Bible, did he have emotion? Was he happy? Was he sad?
可能如果我们有个传道啊，随时哈哈大笑，然后看见人家忧伤，我又一直捶胸大哭，你们说，哎，这个传道灵修不太好哦。
If we saw a pastor who would laugh out loud pretty frequently when something happy happened, or if someone was sorrowful, he would sob, we might think that pastor is not really cultivated.
然后有时候看见信徒啊，不来听道理，不照圣经真理讲话，我还会。用非常生气的眼睛瞪他。
And if someone doesn't come to church very frequently, then I might use very stern eyes to stare into them.
你们会觉得这传道灵修不太好。
You would probably think this kind of pastor is not really well cultivated.
某某长老、某某传道的灵修比较好，他从来不会瞪我，也不会生气。
That other pastor, they're spiritually cultivated even better because they never get angry at me.
现在拉回来，你们看到耶稣怎么做吗
？But let's look back at the Bible. What did Jesus do?
我是说，我们基督教所追求的灵修目标。不是人喜欢的那种模式。
The spiritual cultivation that a Christian should seek after is not what everyone else is trying to do.
我还没有带你们看耶稣翻桌子的那个经节。
I haven't even taken you to that verse in the Bible where Jesus flipped the table.
你们知道吗？
You know?
耶稣有没有冰的翻桌过？
Did Jesus get angry enough so that he flipped over a table?
我今天当传道要是翻一次桌，我大概就不用当传道了。
If today as a pastor I flipped over a table, I probably wouldn't be a pastor anymore.
请你们不要误会。
Don't misunderstand.
我不是鼓励基督徒情绪化。
I'm not encouraging Christians to be overly emotional.
我不是鼓励大家多生气。
I'm not encouraging everyone to be angry more often.
我说，当你理解这个东西之后，你的包容跟忍耐会变得很大，这样理解吗？
But when we understand all of these things, then we'll have bigger understanding and acceptance towards others.
你在看自己的家人也好，
whether or not we're looking at our own family,
在跟外面的人相处也好，
or whether we're interacting with others outside,
教会遇到同龄也好，
or when we're with our brothers and sisters in church,
甚至面对每一个圣职人员也好，
or even our holy workers.
你不会有在那种不切实际自己想象出来的模式。
Then we will not have this expectation of a certain type of person.
你会了解连耶稣都是这个样子啊。
Even Jesus was like this.
耶稣为什么生气？
Why did Jesus get angry?
因为他因为看到人心顽固不化。
Because he saw that the hearts of the man was hardened.
耶稣为什么不高兴？
Why was Jesus unhappy?
因为他看到门徒自作主张，他喜欢小孩子，他们把小孩子赶走了。
Because he saw that the disciples were making their own decisions. Jesus loved the children, but the disciples sent them away.
是因为那小孩子很吵，跑来跑去，好像不符合敬虔的规矩。
Because the children were running around and they weren't being reverent as the disciples expected them to be.
耶稣生气是因为这些门徒没办法真正理解他的心。
Jesus was angry because the disciples could not truly understand the heart of Jesus.
耶稣会叹息。
Jesus sighed.
因为他看到人总是往错误的方向奔跑。
Because he saw that mankind was constantly running in the wrong direction.
还自以为行得正。
And they even felt that they were doing the right thing.
耶稣会快乐。
Jesus was happy.
因为他看到神的恩典来到人的身上，神的旨意彰显出来了。
Because he saw that the will of God had come into man and it was manifested in man.
耶稣会哭。
Jesus wept.
因为他怜悯周边的人总是迷惘在生活的困境跟罪的打击里面。
Because he had mercy on the mankind who was entangled by the sorrows of the world.
我们看见耶稣的喜怒哀乐。
We see that the Lord Jesus was happy, he was sad, he was angry.
甚至看到他的忧愁跟担心。
We also see his sorrow and his worry.
可是耶稣并不像我们一般人只是为我们自己的事，为我自己的感受有这些反应。
But the Lord Jesus was not like a regular human who would only care about their own emotions.
我们看到耶稣的这些反应都是为了他周边的人，你有没有发觉？
But do you realize that these reactions were all a result of those around him?
其实我们所跟随的就是这么一个神。
This is the God who we follow.
我们在天上的天父就是这个样子。
Our Father in heaven is like this.
我们的天父也有这些反应。
Our Father in heaven also has these reactions.
他是一个关爱世人的。
He is one who loves man.
与人同乐同哭的。
He will be sorrowful with man and be happy with man.
我们的神不止这样子，他也期待我们这样子。
He also expects us to be like this.
我们一起来看罗马书12章15节。
Let's look at Romans 12:15.
罗马书十二章十五节。
Romans 12:15.
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。Amen.
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
这就是神也期待我们大家做一个有同理心的基督徒。
And this is the kind of heart that the Lord Jesus expects us to have.
不是只追求自己。天国福气的基督徒。
Not only the type of Christian who is seeking after their own personal blessings.
能关心周围的人。
We need to care about those around us.
看到周围的人。
See those around us.
不止我想要得天国，我希望我周围的人都能得到天国。
Not only that I'm going to pursue after heaven, I want those around me to seek after heaven.
这是我们看到的第一个耶稣啊。
But we see this Jesus.
我们再来看第二段经文。
Let's look at a second passage.
我们请翻开马太福音八章二十三节二十四节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 and 24.
八章二十三节二十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 23 and 24.
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。二十四节。
24.
海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。阿们。
Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep.
大家看到二十三节，主耶稣怎么了？
Well, what was Jesus doing in 23?
二十三节。
23, verse 23.
上船了。
He got into a boat.
我们现在退回来想我们自己。
Let's go back and think about ourselves.
这个时候耶稣上了船，他身边跟了什么样的人？
When Jesus got into a boat, who was around him?
门徒。
His disciples.
我们也是门徒，对不对？
We're disciples too, right?
你会不会很羡慕他们？
Are you jealous of them?
因为这些门徒，耶稣跟他们同行，就在他们身边。
Jesus walked with these disciples, he was right by their side.
你们被这个赖传道问到实在是有够烦的，传道你不要再问了。
Are you annoyed by this pastor? Stop asking me this question.
我还是要问啊。
I need to ask these questions.
你是不是希望耶稣在你身边跟你同行？
Do you want the Lord Jesus to walk by your side?
你们都不敢摇头嘛，对不对？
No one's going to shake their head.
哦，我过去常常在访问当中。
Oftentimes in my visitations.
尤其正在患难里面的人。
Especially in those who are going through tribulation.
正在痛苦里面的人。
Those who are going through suffering.
他们有时候会问我说，他会告诉我说，传道，我多希望耶稣现在就在这里。
They would often tell me, Pastor, I wish Jesus was right here next to me.
不要说我们自己，有时候我们就关怀我们身边的人。
Not even ourselves, when we're caring for those around us.
发现他们有困难，很伤心。很难过的时候
，When they're sorrowful, they're going through tribulations.
我们不知道要怎么做，说什么话。
We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do.
你会不会希望主啊，如果你在这里就好了
？Don't we hope, Lord, if you were here, that would be enough?
会不会
？Is that how we are?
我当传道常常这样想啊。
When as a pastor, I think like this very frequently.
不是我懒惰怕麻烦，是因为我没有办法解决啊。
It's because I don't know how to solve the problem.
这些门徒很幸福哦。
These disciples were really blessed.
有没有看到这个经文里面的门徒很幸福哦？
Aren't the disciples really blessed in this verse?
耶稣就在他们身边。
Because Jesus was right by their side.
他们做了一整天的圣工之后。
After a full day of holy work.
现在终于能够上一条小船。
They're finally able to enter into a small boat.
各位你们，我不晓得美国有没有哪些风景区可以让你上小船去划或踏的，有没有？
I don't know if there's any areas.Where you can go into a small boat and just look at the scenery.
还是你们这边不流行这个？
Is it not popular here?
我们台湾很多，只要有水的地方都有小船啊。
And Taiwan, as long as there's water, there will be small little paddle boats.
好棒哦，还要花钱呢。
And you actually have to pay to do it.
现在上了小船，累了一整天，终于可以休息啦。
They finally got into a small boat and they can finally rest.
可以吃东西，可以休息，可以聊天。主耶稣还在身边呐。
They can rest, they can eat, they can, and Jesus is right there next to them too.
各位，如果是你，你会不会心里面觉得说，太好了，妥当了
？If it were you, would you think this is too wonderful?
妥当了。
It's wonderful.
对呀，那结果呢
？But what happened?
我想请问大家，你们上了船没有
？I want to ask everyone, have you entered a boat?
有，因为真耶稣教会。就是属灵末世的方舟。
Yes, you have, because the true Jesus Church is the ark of the end times.
那知道吗
？Did you know this?
这一个方舟，属灵的方舟，还是主耶稣亲手所支搭、所建立的。
And this ark is also built by the hands of the Lord Jesus.
我们不是挪亚一家人，但是我们是属灵的一家人，都在这方舟里面。
We are not the family of Noah, but we are one spiritual family, all in this ark.
我们上了船了。
We have entered into the ark.
而且这个船还是主耶稣建造的。
And Jesus Christ himself built this ark.
那我请问你们，主耶稣有没有上这个船
？Now has the Lord Jesus entered into the ark?
有。
Yes, yes.
因为神的灵在这里，应许的圣灵在这里。
Because the Spirit is here, this promised Holy Spirit is here.
我们现在都上了船，主耶稣在我们身边。
We have all entered into this boat, and Jesus is right there.
有没有妥当了
？Isn't this wonderful?
也没有人敢点头。
No one's nodding.
我初信的时候，我也觉得妥当了。
When I first started believing, I also thought it was wonderful.
我觉得人生以后的任何的困难对我来说都不算什么。
I felt that none of the troubles in life would count for anything in the future.
因为我在方舟里有主跟我同在。
Because I was in the ark and Jesus was there.
可是你知道吗？接下来二十四节发生了什么事
？But do you know what happened in verse 24?
大风大浪，甚至船快要沉没，有没有
？A great tempest arose on the sea, and the boat was about to be sunk.
各位，这就是你在真耶稣教会里面会有的感受之一。
This is one of the feelings that you're going to have in the true Jesus Church.
你在这个末世方舟里面， 主同在表示一路平稳，是搭游轮在旅游吗？
We are entered into this ark of the end times, and Jesus is here. So is it going to be like a cruise where nothing bad will happen?
对啊，耶稣就在那里面，一样是大风大浪，船快沉了，有没有看到？
It's true, Jesus was there, yet there was still a tempest and the boat was about to sink.
结果呢？你看旁边那些门徒的反应。
And what was the reaction of the disciples?
来，请你现在用心里面开始画一幅画。
So now let's use our imagination to make a picture.
假如你我不是很会画画，画这一幅画。你把旁边那些人的样子都画出来。
So let's imagine in our heads, what are the faces of the disciples looking like?
你觉得那些人你要怎么画？
How would you draw them?
我相信应该不是坐在那里吃饼干或吃便当啊。
They're probably not sitting there eating cookies.
因为大家都快吓死了，没看到。
Everyone's scared to death.
你可以想象好几种反应。
You can imagine many different reactions.
可能有人跪在船里面拼命在祷告。
Maybe there are some who are kneeling down and praying with all their heart.
可能有人也没有在祷告，在那边呼天啊，是哪？为什么这样子
？And maybe there are some with their hands in the sky shouting at the sky.
可能有些人比较务实一点，开始在用水往外摇，有没有
？And maybe there are some who are more practical and they're starting to use shovels to shovel out the water.
还有一种人可能趴在床边，已经吐到快要死了。
And there are some who are standing over their boat and vomiting.
还有一种人更厉害，开始在那边摇耶稣。
And then there's another type of person who's shaking the Lord Jesus.
哎，你想象得到吗
？Can you imagine this?
想象一下哦。
Let's imagine it.
然后结果耶稣有没有被摇醒
？Was the Lord Jesus shaken awake?
啊，耶稣被摇醒了。
Yeah, he was awake.
所以我们教会一般的教导就是说，如果你遇到患难的时候，要赶快迫切祷告，求主耶稣来，对不对
？Usually, when we teach our members to pray fervently to God when we face tribulation.
我先告诉大家，这个教导没有错的。
I want to first say that this is not wrong.
但是我现在要告诉大家，有一种或许更好的。反应。
But I want to say that there might be an even better reaction.
你有没有发觉耶稣睡的，他根本没有醒。
Can we see that the Jesus was asleep, that he didn't even wake up?
你们知道他为什么没有醒吗
？Why didn't he wake up?
因为他很平安。
Because he was full of peace.
外面的风浪摇，水一直打进来，快沉。耶稣根本一点都不担心。
The tempest outside was roaring, but Jesus was not worried at all.
那我问你们，为什么耶稣不担心
？Why wasn't Jesus worried?
因为耶稣知道他绝对不会死在这里。
Because Jesus knew that he would definitely not die there.
因为耶稣知道他要死在哪里，你知道吗
？Because Jesus knew where he was going to die.
我绝对不会死在这里，我为这个担心干嘛
？I'm not going to die here. Why am I worried?
大家能够理解吗
？Can we understand this?
好了，这就是一个问题了。我们说我们信耶稣要得平安。
We often say that we want to receive peace as a Christian.
我们都一天到晚在讲这件事情。
And we say this all the time.
是耶稣赐的平安，不是世人所赐的平安。
The peace that the Lord Jesus gives is not the peace that the world gives.
没有人能够夺走的平安。
It's a peace that cannot be taken away.
好，那这个平安有一个基础。
And so there is a foundation for this peace.
平安的基础叫做信心。
And the foundation for this peace is faith.
信心下面还有个基础。
And below this faith, there is another foundation.
是神的应许。
It is the promises of God.
关乎将来的事，这样理解吗
？It is the promises for the future.
我问大家，耶稣有没有告诉我们最重要的将来啦
？Did the Lord Jesus tell us the most important thing in the future?
耶稣不会告诉你接下来道琼指数是会升高还是降低啊
Jesus will not tell you if the stock market will go high or low.
他也不会告诉你殖利率是升的还是降的。
And he won't tell you how the economy will be.
所以有些人说，哎，你们说耶稣告诉你们，你告诉我，现在是股市开市是会涨还是会跌
？And so people will say you're Christians and you say Jesus knows everything. Tell me when is the stock market going to go up?
你告诉我三个月之后我是会平安还是会怎么样
？And tell me in 3 months am I going to be peaceful or not?
我可以告诉你。这种小事我才不屑告诉你。
I don't need to tell you about these small matters.
这么小的事情神也不屑告诉我们因为他根本不在乎。
And God doesn't need to tell us about these small matters because it doesn't matter to him.
可是神已经把关乎我们所有未来最重要的事情已经告诉我们了。
But the Lord Jesus has already told all of us what the most important thing that will happen in the future.
就是我们忍耐到底必要得救。
Which is that if we are endure to the end, we will be saved.
将来他会从天再临。
He will come again from heaven.
会有审判。
He will judge us.
旧天地会被卷起来，新天新地会开始。
A new heaven and a new earth will come.
我们要进入那永远的国度与他同在。
And we're going to go into heaven with him to be forever.
各位，这重不重要
？Is this important or not?
这个比较重要，还是道琼涨跌比较重要
？Is this more important, or is the stock market going high or low more important?
这个永远灵魂的事情比较重要，还是一年之后我到底会不会生病，还是健康比较重要
？Is this eternal thing more important, or whether or not next year I will be healthy or unhealthy more important?
如果我们真的相信神
If we truly believe in God,
就好像耶稣相信他绝对不会死在这里，所以他根本不担心嘛。
Just as the Lord Jesus here did not worry about anything because he knew he was not going to die.
所以他能继续睡。
And so he could continue to sleep.
诗篇131篇有一个经节啦，哈。
There's a verse in Psalm 131.
我们来看一下好了。
We can look at it.
诗篇131篇。
Psalm 131.
请看第二节
Verse 2.
我的心平稳安静好像断过奶的孩子在那母亲的怀中我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子 Amen.
Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother like a weaned child is my soul within me
你是不是希望你的生活平安到像这种境界
Do we want our lives to be peaceful to this point?
你有没有发觉这个时候在那个小船里面睡着的耶稣就像那断过奶的孩子一点都不受影响。
You know, in that small boat, the Lord Jesus was just like this weaned child rocking back and forth, was not troubled at all.
因为他已经知道最后的事。
Because he already knew what was going to happen.
所以他不会被眼前的事情迷惑。
And so he would not be confused by all the things around him.
我们跟随他也应该这样子啊。
And as we follow him, we need to be the same.
所以你看那个把耶稣摇起来的门徒耶稣起来之后没有称赞他你把我摇醒了我赞美你。
And so when the disciples woke him up, Jesus didn't praise him for waking him up.
没有肯定他。
It didn't give him any praise.
这个时候最好的门徒应该怎么做?
What would the best disciple do?
诶,我问大家,有没有传道常常或领会人员勉励我们,勉励我们要怎么做嘛,对不对?
Pastors and speakers often encourage us what we should do.
要勉励我们学习耶稣,有没有?
They encourage us to be like Jesus.
学耶稣祷告。
Pray like Jesus.
学耶稣有信心。
Have faith like Jesus.
学耶稣这样做工服侍神。
Serve like Jesus.
学耶稣关怀身边的人。
Care for others like Jesus did.
有没有哪个传道叫你们要学耶稣睡觉?
Has any pastor ever told you to sleep like Jesus?
我现在告诉你们，你们要学啊，你们要学耶稣睡觉。
I'm going to tell you right now, you need to learn to sleep like Jesus.
我叫你看这一节就是要学耶稣睡觉。
I'm showing you this first because we must learn to sleep like Jesus.
不要误会，睡觉不是说懒惰不做工，整天什么事情不做，不是的。
Don't misunderstand. To sleep like Jesus is not to be lazy and not do anything.
要学耶稣，就是学的他灵里面、心里面那份平安。
To learn from Jesus to do this is to have a peace in your heart.
有时候你正在患难里面。
Oftentimes we are in tribulation.
意外跟灾害的打击。
And all these things are fighting against us.
疾病的操练。
We have a lot of sicknesses.
可是我告诉你最难受的还不是这些而是心中不定不平安
But the most difficult thing to overcome is that lack of peace and unsettledness in our hearts
不管你在哪一种境况里面你那个时候心里面要学耶稣睡觉
No matter what our situation is within our hearts we need to learn like Jesus to sleep
如果我学到了这时候我看到船快沉了我会说主耶稣我来了我跟你一起睡
If I learned about this, if I learned to do this, then when I, if the ship was rocking, I would go to Jesus and say, I'm going to sleep with you.
因为船绝不会沉
Because the boat will not sink.
虽然看起来像快沉了
Even though it looks like it's about to sink.
我是说我们依然要聚会依然要祷告
We still need to come to church, we still need to pray.
可是在那操练里面你的心不要一直浮动一直很急迫主啊你要是不现在就来不及啊
But in our tribulation, we shouldn't feel so troubled in our heart and say, God, if you don't come right now, it's over.
我们一样祷告一样聚会
We continue to pray, we continue to go to church.
但是心里面是可以跟耶稣一起睡的
But in our hearts, we should be able to sleep like Jesus.
主啊我的心平静安稳像断过奶的孩子
Lord, my heart is peaceful, just like a
weaned child. 我知道不管你怎么决定你都知道你已经安排好了
I know that no matter what happens, you already know everything that is going to happen.
大家有看到这样的耶稣了吗
Have you seen this Jesus?
没看见那都是我的错。
If you haven't, then it's my fault.
我们继续往下看
好了。Let's keep looking.
我们来看马太福音四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1.
马太福音四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。第二节。
Verse 2.
他进食四十昼夜后来就饿了。阿们。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry.
我想带大家来看 耶稣受试探这件事。
I would like us to all look at how the Lord Jesus was tempted.
我相信有很多领会人员带领大家查考过这一段经文。
I'm sure that many speakers have already led everyone to study this passage before.
我们在研究这段圣经，重点常常摆在哪边？
Oftentimes when we study this passage, what is the key point?
摆在耶稣是如何去面对跟处理这些试探，对不对？
It is on how the Lord Jesus faced these temptations.
但是我今天想带大家不是看这个，而是看耶稣是在什么样的状况之下开始了这些试探。
But what I would like to look at is what kind of situation was the Lord Jesus under when he faced this temptation?
我先问大家。
Let me first ask everyone.
假设有两种人。
There are two types of people.
其实你知道吗？信徒会被越问越尖啊。都会猜测答案呢、啊。
Most members are able to guess the answer.
好，有一种人哈、哦，他不来，他是信徒哦，他不常来教会。
There's one type of person who is a member who doesn't come to church very often.
他不认真祷告。
He doesn't pray.
他又常常不做圣工。
And he doesn't do any holy work.
然后他对道理也不是很用心。
And he doesn't really seek after the truth.
那你觉得这种人容不容易受试探？
Do you think this kind of person faces temptation really easily?
啊，那相反的。
Let's talk about the opposite.
有另外一种人是一天到晚做圣工。
There's one person who does holy work all the time.
花很多时间祷告求圣灵充满。
And prays really frequently to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
又非常努力在实践主耶稣的吩咐。
And they're always trying to fulfill the will of God.
那你们觉得哪一种人比较容易落入试探里面？
Which kind of person will fall into temptation more easily?
所以我说你们被问精了，你们都知道传道你设陷阱，对不对？
And of course everyone already knows the answer.
很好，可以毕业了。
Yeah, good, you can graduate.
我们常常以为是这一种又不祷告又不做圣工又不努力实践真理的嘛。
We often think that it's the one who isn't praying, who isn't going to church, who isn't doing holy work that will fall into temptation more easily.
我告诉你不是的。
But I'm telling you it's not the case.
这种人会很顺利。
This person will go, whose lives will go really smoothly.
我常常在想，如果是魔鬼王国宣教部部长的时候，我要怎么做？
I often think if I were the devil and the king of the devils, what would I do?
我不只要以基督的心为心，我还去揣测对方元帅的心呢。
I would try to harm the hearts of the generals of the king.
如果我是魔鬼宣教部部长，
if I was the biggest devil.
我早就知道你这种人将来要上天国很难，我干嘛花费时间在这里？
I already know that this kind of person is not going to easily go to heaven, so why should I waste my time?
你又不努力祷告，又不想聚会，又不实践真理。
You don't want to read the Bible, don't want to go to church, and don't want to seek the truth.
我压你通不过末日审判。
If I try to hurt you, it doesn't really matter.
你早晚下来跟我在一起。
You're going to come anyway.
那我现在干嘛在投资在你身上，
so,
花费那么多心思在你身上？
So why should I waste my time trying to hurt you?
所以我会放过你，你懂吗？
And so the devil will sort of let them go.
我会让你在世间这几十年很好受。
And let them live really easily in the world.
这就是诗篇所写的，让他在华地里，有一句经节是这样写的。
And so it's as in Psalms where it says they were going to slide into,
我要指挥我的部下去做工在那一种。不太可能会到我国度里面来的。
I am going to focus my attention on those who will not very easily come into my kingdom.
大家看耶稣这个时候。
If we see the Lord Jesus at this time.
他有没有圣灵最充满？
Was he not most filled with the Holy Spirit?
有他圣灵充满，被圣灵引导了。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit.
请问他进到旷野的目的是为什么？
And why did he go into the wilderness?
他是为了专心祷告，亲近神，对不对？
His purpose was to pray fervently and draw closer to God.
就在他最亲近神的时候。
And during the time when he was closest to God.
他四十昼夜禁食，这是神迹啊。
He fasted for 40 days. That's a miracle.
这是他对神的付出。
And this was his sacrifice towards God.
就像我们很多人做圣工一样。
Just like a lot of us today when we do holy work.
那不是做很多圣工吗？
Don't we do a lot of holy work?
他不是很顺服吗？
Aren't we very obedient?
我告诉你，就是这种人，魔鬼最痛恨。
This is the kind of person that Satan hates the most.
就是这种人不可以让他好过。
And this is the kind of people that Satan will not let live easily.
因为如果让他继续这样下去，他就去天国去定了。
Because if you let them continue onwards, they're going to go to heaven so easily.
所以试探就是发生在这种时候，他来找耶稣了。
And so temptation came at this time. This is when he came for Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们眼睛要看明白。
Our beloved brothers and sisters, we need to see clearly.
有时我们不明白这种事情。
Oftentimes we don't understand.
为什么他对信仰都没有追求，他过得那么好
？How come they don't pursue after their faith, but their lives are so smooth?
今天有一个人跟他完全相反，这么敬虔的人会遇到这种意外、这种患难。
And on the other hand, there's this very fervent and a religious person who faces so many tribulations.
眼睛雪亮的你们看明白了吗？
Are we able to see this clearly?
看明白了没有？
Are we able to see this clearly?
你要是看透了，你就不会再有疑惑。
If we can, then we will not be confused.
因为你们都可以跟魔鬼宣教部长作战了。
Because we are able to fight against these
general devils. 你知道他们是这样子在工作的。
Because we know what they are trying to do.
我们华人有一句《孙子兵法》叫做“知己知彼，百战百胜”，大家了解吗？啊，算了，要知道自己，也知道对方，很多战争才会胜利。
There's a Chinese saying that says that we have to know ourselves. We also have to know our enemy in order to succeed.
大战略是要猜测对方的部署。跟下一步的。
In a war, you have to be able to sort of guess what the enemy's next step is going to be.
我们要打赢魔鬼，要知道他们在做什么东西。
If we're going to fight against Satan, we need to know what he's going to do.
耶稣是在这样的状况进入试探的。
Lord Jesus was in this type of situation when he entered temptation. 我们弟兄姐妹也会。And our brothers and sisters will have the same thing.
我们的圣职人也会。
And our holy workers will occur the same thing.
不要疑惑。
Let us not be confused.
这个时候我们要坚定信心。
In this time, we must establish our faith.
互相代祷。
Pray for one another.
要学习耶稣这样胜过试探。
And learn to be like Jesus and overcome temptation.
各位看见这样的耶稣了吗？
Have we seen this Jesus?
所以主耶稣说，学生不能胜过老师。
Jesus said that the student will not overpass the teacher.
他面临的这一些，我们迟早也会。
The Lord Jesus faced these, and we will as well.
但是他是我们的模范。
But he is our example.
没有问题的，我们会胜利的。
If there's no problem, we'll be able to succeed.
我们继续来看马太福音九章十八节到十九节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 18 to 19.
耶稣说这话的时候，有一个管会堂的来拜他说，我女儿刚才死了，求你去按手在她身上，她就必活了。十九节。
19.
耶稣便起来跟着他去，门徒也跟了去。阿们。
Verse 18, when he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live. 19, so Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples.
好，你们看见耶稣在做什么？
What did Jesus do here?
啊、
What did he do?
好，我们先想一件事情哦。
Let's think of something first.
我们说我们是主耶稣的羊。
We say that we are the Lord Jesus' sheep.
主耶稣是我们的牧者。
Lord Jesus is our shepherd.
那我请问大家，牧者是走在前面的还是走在后面的？
And so does a shepherd walk in the front or in the back?
啊？哦，后面、前面啊，没关系。
Some are saying back, some are saying front.
从来不会生气。
I don't ever get angry.
一般来讲，我们的赞美诗或很多地方都描写牧者走在前面，羊群跟在后面，对不对？
Most of our hymns portray a shepherd in walking in the beginning, in the front, and the sheep in the back.
用羊比较难想，我们想回我们是人。
It's harder to think about sheep. Let's think about people.
所以是我们跟着耶稣走，还是耶稣跟着我们走？
Are we following Jesus, or is Jesus following us?
虽然我们常常做的祷告是希望耶稣跟着我走。不是我跟着耶稣走啦。
Oftentimes in our prayers we're asking Jesus to follow us, but we should follow Jesus.
耶稣，我做了什么事？你要帮助我。耶稣，我现在犯了什么错？你要原谅我，一直跟着我走，对不对？
Because oftentimes we did something wrong, we want Jesus to help us, or we were doing this and we want Jesus to help us, so we want Jesus to follow us.
常常耶稣在前面走，我们跟着他走。
But Jesus should be in the front, and we should be following him.
可是你在这里发现，耶稣也会跟人走。
But here we can see that Jesus will follow man.
有没有看到十九节？耶稣会跟人走。
Verse 19, Jesus arose and followed him.
在过去这十几年，我会遇到某一种人。
In the past decade, I have seen a certain type of person.
特别是信徒。
Especially members.
有时候会跟我讲说，传道，我最近都感受不到神。
Who will say to me, Pastor, recently I can't feel God.
传道，耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
我这么努力祷告。
I pray so frequently.
我都没有感受他在哪里。
And, but I can't feel Jesus around me.
他是不是不爱我了？
Does he not love me?
他是不再关心我？
Does he not care about me?
我是不是哪里做错了？
What did I do wrong?
你们不用点头或摇头，我相信你们当中有些人也有这种感受。
You don't have to nod or shake your head. I'm sure that some of you have felt this way before.
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
以前我们常常说说好听一点，耶稣永远在这里，对不对？
We often say that Jesus is always here.
然后他听完说， 传道，那是你的耶稣在这里，我的耶稣不在这里啊。
And then after we hear it, we say, well, Pastor, your Jesus is here, mine is not.
我明明感受不到啊。
Because I can't feel him.
然后我发现这里面有一部分的信徒更努力一直跪在会堂祷告。
And then there's another type of member, even outside of this, where they will pray even more fervently.
然后可是祷告过了一个礼拜，一个月，他还是在告诉我说，我还是感受不到耶稣。
But after a week or after a month of prayer, they still say I cannot feel Jesus.
一直到来主耶后来耶稣让我领悟到一件事情。
And then Jesus allowed me to understand something.
我小弟在做见证的时候有没有说神为什么拣选我当传道？如果你们听到的话，还记得吧
？When I was testifying, what did I say? Why the Lord Jesus chose me to be a pastor?
是因为我这种人太容易下地狱。
It is because a person like me can go to hell too easily.
所以只有让我当传道。我才有更大机会能够到天国，感谢主。
So, only if I become a pastor do I have more of an opportunity to go to heaven, so thank God.
我当传道也会有信心失落的时候。
As a pastor, there are times where I will be weak in faith.
求主原谅我，我有罪，我假装我很敬虔。
I pray to God and ask Him for forgiveness because I sin.
有时候我真的也不太想祷告，而且也没有办法谅解神所做的决定。
And sometimes I don't really want to pray and don't understand the decisions God makes.
有时候我觉得为什么神都不成就我的祷告呢
？Sometimes I think, why does God answer my prayers?
我不晓得多少次也跟他讲说，我也感受不到你在我身边。
And I don't know how many times I've said to God, I don't feel you.
可是那时候我不了解一个道理。
But at that point, I understood our teaching.
因为我常常出去，每天都要出去访问。
Because I need to go on visitations every day.
我们台湾不一样，我们一天都要安排三四户的。
We have to visit three or four families every day in Taiwan.
可是常常在访问当中，哇，就看到神迹啦。
But in these visitations, I often see miracles.
就看到恩典啊。
I see the grace of God.
鬼被赶走了。
The demons have been cast out.
他的心脏病突然就好了。
His heart, which was sick, is now better.
一个心里顽固的人突然痛哭流涕，说他要接受洗礼。
Someone who used to not want to go to church at all, now is crying to be baptized.
各位，我在这当中我都觉得很惊讶。
And in this time, I always feel shocked.
不是我跟他说什么啊。
I didn't say anything to them.
每次都是神在动工。
Always it's God who is moving them.
所以我看到神在这当中。
So in these situations, I saw God.
虽然我感受不到他在传道房里面。
Even though I don't feel him in the pastor's room.
我感受不到我在教会祷告的时候他在我身边。可是神在这里啊。
And I don't feel him when I'm praying in the chapel, but God is here.
各位，你们有没有发觉？你们在看十九节，耶稣到哪里去了
？In verse 19, where did Jesus go?
我在讲的这第四点，要看见耶稣到哪里去。
And my fourth point is, where do we see Jesus go?
耶稣会跟着一些人走，你要找出来哦。
Jesus arose and followed other people.
有没有发觉耶稣会跟哪些人走
？What kind of people will Jesus follow?
耶稣不跟希律王走的。
Jesus did not follow King Herod.
耶稣不跟罗马皇帝走，凯撒走的。
And Jesus did not follow Caesar.
耶稣跟着那些心中对他有盼望。
Jesus followed those who have hope in him.
在软弱跟患难当中。
Those who are in tribulation and trial.
那些寡妇孤儿。
The widows, the orphans.
这些人在走，有没有发觉
？He followed these people.
这些我把它叫做耶稣的心上人。
I call these people those who are in the heart of Jesus.
我们一般说心上人指的是我的爱人。
We often consider those who are in our hearts those we love.
你们要知道，耶稣的心上人是我刚才提到的这些人。
We have to understand that those in the heart of Jesus are those we mentioned
earlier. 他本来走在羊群之前呢，他现在不在羊群之前，他会跟着某些羊开始走。
Before he is in front of the sheep, but now he can follow some of the sheep.
所以诸位，你有领受到一个秘诀吗
？Now, do we know the secret now?
如果你很久感受不到耶稣
，If we haven't been able to feel Jesus for a long time.
你期待常常遇到耶稣。
And we hope to feel him very frequently.
那么你就不只该跪在自己家里或会堂一直祷告一直祷告这样子而已。
Then,
你还是遇不到他。
Then we cannot just pray in our homes all the time. We will still not feel him.
因为或许你认为自己是最重要的耶稣要来找我。
Because maybe we feel like we are the most important, so Jesus should find me.
很多信徒会跟我说传道你帮我祷告。
Often members will ask me, preacher, please pray for me.
我说要怎么祷告。
And I say, what do you want me to pray for?
简单一个结论就是传道你帮我叫耶稣让他来找我。
And they're simply saying, they're always asking, me to pray for Jesus to come find them.
我可以告诉你，传道没这个权利啊。
I don't have this power.
我是他的仆人，他是主，我还敢叫主来找仆人啊。
I am the servant. He is my Lord. Can I tell the Lord to do something?
但是我那时候我告诉他一个秘诀。
But I've told them a secret.
我说我或许不能够叫主来找你。
Maybe I can't tell Jesus to come find you.
但是我可以告诉你去哪里找到他。
But I can tell you where to go find him.
我说你不要一直跪在这里一直祷告了。
Let us, you cannot just keep praying here.
你要祷告，但是祷告起来之后，不要又只过着原来一模一样的生活。
You need to pray, but after you get up from prayer, we cannot just continue living our lives the same way.
我告诉你，你要去遇到一个人，你先要知道他将会到哪里去，这样知道吗？
When we see someone, we need to understand where they are going.
我说你们祷告完查完圣经。要去耶稣的心上人那里。
After we pray and read the Bible, we need to go to the people who are in the hearts of Jesus.
不用等传道啦，去找慕道友。
Don't wait for the pastor, go find the truth seekers.
去关心那些患难当中的人。
Show concern to those who are in tribulation.
去陪伴那些对耶稣有盼望的人。
To find those people who are hoping for the Lord Jesus.
去跟那些软弱的人一起祷告。
To pray for those who are weak.
你多去几次，我包你在那里遇到耶稣。
If you go many times, and I promise you will find Jesus.
因为我自己都这样，不期而遇好多次啊。
Because it has been the same for me many many times.
你在那里你会遇到耶稣，因为耶稣会去那里。
There you will find Jesus because Jesus will go there.
这样知道了吗？
Do we know now?
这个秘诀要学起来，不然我也没办法。
We need to learn the secret, otherwise I don't have any other answers for you.
我们来看最后一段经文。
Let's look at the last passage.
我们来看马太福音20:32。
Matthew 20:30.
20:32.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 32.
耶稣就站住叫他们来说，要我为你们做什么？33节。
33.
他们说，主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。34节。
34.
耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。阿们。请问大家在我们要分享最后一段经文，你看见了耶稣，他在做什么？
In this last passage we're going to study, what do we see the Lord Jesus doing?
动了慈心应该看不见了齁。那也是从圣经圣灵描述才知道的。我那个心动了看得见，但是你比心脏科医师还厉害。
He had compassion in his heart, but that's not something we would have been able to see when we were there, unless you have some magical powers.
好，我们看那个主要是三十二节。
Main thing is in verse 32.
耶稣就站住了。
Jesus stood still.
刚才我们看到是耶稣走路，他走去哪里，有没有？
Earlier we saw Jesus walking, and where did he go?
在这里我们看见耶稣站住了。
Here we see Jesus stood still.
我们现在想回来我们自己。
Now let's think about ourselves.
你有没有发觉我们四周很多的人，包括我们自己都站不住？
Do we realize that there are many around us, maybe even ourselves, that cannot stand still?
我说站不住不是软脚的意思啊。
I'm not saying that we're weak in our knees.
我是说我们一直走，一直走，一下子在想说啊，我下午要去哪里？我明天要去哪里？我下个月要去哪里？我做什么？一直在规划，一直在计划，一直在执行。
It's that we're always moving, we're always planning, we're always trying to figure out what our next step is.
我才来 LA 不到一个礼拜。
I've only been in LA for a week.
我在我们台湾，我住的城市是很乡下的。
The city I live in Taiwan is in the suburbs.
对，大家脚步都悠哉悠哉的。
Everyone sort of walks around slowly.
可是我去到我们台湾的首都台北市啊。
But when I go to our capital, Taipei.
不管是火车站、捷运站。
Whether it's the train station, the subway station.
我都觉得很愧疚。
I always feel something.
我都觉得我这个胖子挡住人家的路了。
I always feel like, as a bigger person, I'm blocking people's way.
我明明都走得蛮快的，为什么大家一直从我旁边一直超车，一直超车，一直走过去啊？
I feel like I'm walking really fast, but everyone's still trying to avoid me and walk past me.
我突然觉得我是个异类。
And I feel like I'm like a boulder.
奇怪，我走得蛮快的，怎么大家都走比我快，还有人用小跑步的？
And I'm trying to walk really fast, but everyone's still walking faster than I am.
生活步调很快，你了解吗？
Everyone's walking so fast.
我在想这些人到底在忙什么？
And I wonder, what are they busying themselves about?
更可怕的是，不只是身体在行动。
And what's even scarier is not only their bodies are moving.
当你坐下来了，躺在床上的时候，也没有休息。
When we sit or when we sit on our bed,Our minds are not resting.
你有没有看见一个小轮子里面有老鼠在那边一直跑，一直跑，一直跑那一种
？Have you ever seen those mouse running in the wheels?
有时候我觉得很多人的心里面都住着一只小 啊，我说小老鼠不太尊敬了，小白兔好了。
I feel like in everyone's heart there's like a little mouse running around in their heart.
即使坐在那里，他的心都一直在想想想想想好多事。
Even though they're sitting physically, but their minds are wandering all over the place.
我们世上的人总是为了自己跟家人的事在奔跑。
We continually run and seek after things that will benefit us and our families.
从早到晚。
From morning till night.
从年初到年尾。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
好像不做一点事，不想一些事，我就是在浪费时间，浪费生命。
As if we're not doing something or not thinking about something, we're wasting our lives.
你看到耶稣，耶稣比我们更忙啊。
The Lord Jesus was even busier than we were.
因为他的做工时间是限定的，你晓得吗？
Because he had only a limited time to do his work.
可是你看到他会停下来，而且他常常停下来就站住不动了。
Yet here he stood still, and he often stood still.
他为什么停下来？
And why did he stand still?
我们能不能学他停下来？
Can we learn from him and stand still?
他停下来不是因为看见很漂亮的景色。
He didn't stand still to admire a beautiful view.
也不是因为听到很美妙的音乐。
And it wasn't because he heard a lovely sound.
也不是因为有人要请他吃大餐。
And it wasn't because someone wanted to invite him for a large feast.
他停下来。
He stood still.
因为他看到周边的人的需要。
Because he saw the needs of those around him.
他可以不再继续往前行。
And he was able to not continue to walk forward.
比起我自己的事来说，这一件事更重要。
This is more important than my own matters.
很多人以为停下来是浪费生命，浪费时间。
A lot of people think that standing still is wasting time and wasting their lives.
不是的。
But this isn't the case.
基督徒一定要学会主，有时候在灵里面要停下来。
As a Christian, we need to learn from Jesus and sometimes stand still in our spirit.
我讲的不是身体跟行动，你的灵跟心有时候停得下来吗？
I'm not talking about physically. Is our spirit and heart able to stand still?
哦，不是 heart attack 哦。
Not to have a heart attack.
你安息日来到这里的时候，你那短短的八九个小时，你的心有停下来吗？
On Sabbath day, in that short 8 or 9 hours, is our heart able to be still?
还是继续在想家人，想自己的困难，想明天的工作，想等一下我去菜市场买什么？
Or are we still thinking about our family, about our work, or if after church, what am I going to buy at the supermarket?
对，感谢主，我们看见我们教会里面有很多人懂得停下来的道理。
Thank God, we know that there are many members who are able to understand this teaching of being still.
甚至是我们这当中的负责人跟一些事工人员。
Even our council members or our holy workers.
他们停下来了，因为他们看到了某些人的需要，听到了某些人的呼声。
They are able to be still because they have heard the cries of those in need.
恩慈。
Compassion.
圣灵的果实当中有一项叫做恩慈。
There is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is compassion, kindness.
恩慈不是说我非常的 gentle 或对人很 nice, 就是 nice to anybody 就是恩慈。
Compassion isn't just being nice to everyone or being very gentle.
恩慈小弟查出来定义是在真理的范围里面去满足需要人的需要。
Compassion is being able to fulfill the needs of those in need through the truth.
无论是他物质上的、生活上的，还是道理心灵上的。
Whether it's their physical, spiritual, or emotional needs.
所以有些人看起来很坏啊。
And so there are some people who seem to be very bad.
他好像很多脾气。
They get really angry.
他很凶。
They're very,
他讲话不客气。
Rude.
可是他总是能够观察到别人的需要，马上去满足他们。
But they're able to understand other people's needs and immediately fulfill their needs.
这种人是很有恩慈的人啊。
This is a very compassionate person.
所以恩慈不是表面形象。
So compassion is not just an outward
show. 恩慈是在真理的范围之内能够去满足所有人的需要。
It is able to fulfill the needs of those in need through the truth.
但是如果你不先去观察他，了解他需要什么，你如何能满足他的需要呢？
But if we do not first observe what they need, how can we fulfill their needs?
主耶稣花很多心力在这里面。
The Lord Jesus placed a lot of effort into this.
即使他有我们没有的能力，他一看就知道万人的心。
And even he was able to see through the hearts of mankind.
但是你看他多么有耐心。
Yet he still had much patience.
他明明知道你的需要，他还要问你一句说，我可以为你做什么吗？还记得吗？
He already knows what our needs are, yet he still says, what do you want me to do for you?
他明明早就知道你的需要，他还是很有耐心放缓脚步停下来说， 请问我可以为你做什么吗？
He already knows exactly what we need, yet he still takes a step back to ask us, "What do you want me to do for you?"
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们愿意学习主耶稣常常停下来吗？
My beloved brothers and sisters, are we willing to be like Jesus and often stand still?
你们有看见耶稣了吗？
Have we seen the Lord Jesus?
要是看不见，那是我恩赐不够，对不起。
If you still cannot see Lord Jesus, then I have not done enough.
希望今天我们看见更完整的耶稣。
I hope that today we are able to see Jesus more completely.
渐渐跟他一样。
And be more like him.
愿一切荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be unto God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
赞美诗380首。
380.